More bad news for the U.S. economy. Officials of Detroit City and Michigan say that they've decided to file for bankruptcy protection.
I had the opportunity to sit down with the executive team, and Kevin and I talked about some of the things we needed to do on a going forward basis. Kevin had another meeting at that point and gave me a call this afternoon to tell me that the decision had been made to file for Chapter 9.
Officials say the decision is necessary to protect Detroit from creditors. Detroit's state-appointed emergency manager, Kevin Orr, says the city's long-term debt is estimated to be around $20 billion. The bankruptcy filing makes Detroit the largest city in U.S. history to do so. The city is already suffering from billions of dollars of piled-up debt, economic mismanagement, and loss of tax revenue. Officials issued a plan to restructure the city's debts and obligations in June. That plan would leave many creditors with much less money than what they were owed. Let's talk with Brent Podolsky from the Hill newspaper, who joins us from Washington. Brent Podolsky, the comparisons are being made. If GM declared bankruptcy and now it's healthy, will this happen with Detroit? And of course, I'm looking also, if you can answer this, as to why the U.S. government itself didn't come to the rescue of Detroit earlier. All the signs were there.
Well, you're right. I think most likely the U.S. government probably will come in now, but it will take some time. Fundamentally, what this represents is an attempt to cut some of the costs of what they have to give the creditors, banks, et cetera, which you can cut in a bankruptcy proceeding. And then if the federal government does come in, which I believe they should and probably will, it'll cost less because some of the hit has to be taken by wealthy banks, wealthy investors, and those who can afford it. The whole situation is a tragedy. Some of it came from the problem that went on for many years, obviously, with the auto industry, which is now coming back. The Obama policy did work on that one, but it didn't really deal with a lot of the problems that had gone on for 10 years, which built up in the city budget. There will be an attempt to cut pensions and retirement plans for public workers. Hopefully, they will not do that, but that's going to be an issue that's going to be debated, especially with the Republican governor, Governor Snyder, who will push to do that. But it's sad. The whole thing is a mess. But in the end, it is, you're right, very analogous to what happened with the auto industry, which is now coming back strong. It just didn't come back strong enough to save Detroit.
And looking at the overall health of Detroit, or lack of it at this point, you know, there's been an exodus of large numbers of people. There's roughly 160,000 vacant buildings, et cetera. But I'm guessing that if there was a real push to make Detroit healthy, there could be some incentives, tax breaks for companies, for example, to be relocated to Detroit, amongst many other schemes perhaps that the government could come up with. Why has that not been enacted at this point so that Detroit would have avoided what it's witnessing and experiencing right now?
Well, number one, the city government has not been brilliantly run, and it has not been very creative. There have been problems between the city government and, which is a Democratic government, and the governor, who's a conservative Republican, and they never got it together. They were never able to come up with a program where everybody would make a sacrifice and everybody would make a gain. Now, one of the reasons companies or cities file for bankruptcy is to eliminate a good deal of the debt that is owed to creditors that will then open the door to the kind of arrangements that you said. I think when we look back in 10 years on what's happening today, Detroit will be flourishing, and you're right, buy low, sell high. There's an opportunity now to create incentives for business, incentives for people to move back in, things that will encourage growth and create jobs. But they had to wipe the slate as clean as possible and eliminate a lot of the debt and a lot of the deadwood in the city government and the things that were making the problem worse in order to begin to clean it up, which I think will happen. It will be hard, and it will probably be ugly, but I think it will look very much like the auto recovery that started off very ugly and very hard and ended up with success. But it's going to be tough to get from here to there.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Brent Podolsky from The Hill newspaper. Good to talk to you.